they should not be letting Satan use that evil to draw them away from the cross of Christ. Because at that cross, that is where they're going to find forgiveness. And that's the most important thing. But the other side of that is that at that same cross, that is where God paid for all the sins that were done against them as well. That's where they're vindicated in that, yeah, what happened to you was terrible. It was so terrible that God had to die to pay for it, just like he had to die for the sins that you've committed. And we receive the fruits of that cross in the Word, in the sacraments, and you find that at church. You're never going to find a perfect church. Maybe you'll even have a hard time finding a good church. But the sacraments are still the sacraments. And the Word of God is still the Word of God. And, you know, you might have a terrible pharmacist, but the antibiotics are still going to cure the infection. And the same thing with church. The sacraments and the Word and all the blessings that we receive from Christ through his church, those are too precious. Those are too valuable to give up, even though you've been wronged. And that's, I think, what they need to hear. It's a lot of people would take this as a, oh, just get back in church, man up, get back to it, and ignore what's happened to you. But on the contrary, don't let what's happened to you rob you of all the blessings that we have in Jesus Christ. Don't let Satan use this to take it away from you.